This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. While we continue to deal with the crisis of pandemic, there is another crisis that will last beyond the last public restriction imposed by coronavirus. I'm talking about the climate crisis. Urgent action is required now to avoid more serious consequences in the future. That is the inspiration behind an approved housing development in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and the Viridian at County Farm project is to be a mixed-income, net-zero energy community. That means 100% solar-powered electric with resilient energy storage and no gas lines or combustion appliances of any kind. And that's just part of the plan. With us today is Matt Grokoff. Matt is founder of Thrive Collaborative, which, in partnership with Avalon Housing, is behind the Viridian Development Project. And so nice to talk to you again, Matt.
Yeah, so it's great to be on. Thanks so much for having me.
I've given less than a brief synopsis of what the Viridian Development will be. For anyone who hasn't heard any of our previous conversations or hasn't yet learned of it, describe the vision.
Well, it's a really profound vision. I mean, right now we're in the middle of these two profound crises that you just spoke about. And the way we respond as we recover from the crisis of this global pandemic is really going to determine the severity of the impacts of the climate crisis. And if we fail on this mission, we're really condemning our ancestors to this uninhabitable world. There's no other way to say it. So what our vision is what I keep joking about, is to create a vision of the world that doesn't suck, that is beautiful and is profoundly gorgeous in every way. And this is not rocket science. This is something that we know exactly what we need to do. All of the tools to create what we call a living future exist now. So our vision is to use the framework of the Living Building Challenge through the International Living Future Institute to create a neighborhood of living buildings and create a living community challenge master plan. And ultimately, as residents move in, that they will achieve the imperatives of those. And the imperatives are the things that we all talk about, but are really difficult to achieve. And they include some of the major things like harvesting your own energy, and making sure there's no waste in the neighborhood, urban agriculture, equity, and making sure that people are socially connected, that things are human-scaled, that there's human-scaled mobility. And then most of all, my favorite of all the imperatives is beauty, which is combined of, you know, inspiration and education. And that's crucially important to us at the Thrive Collaborative because we feel that the greatest risk of this neighborhood is that it is wildly successful, and yet no other developer can replicate what we're planning to do.
So the broad and even grander vision is that this becomes the norm at some point down the line.
Absolutely, because it has to. There are a lot of parallels with what's going on with the pandemic. We know what to do. If we collectively choose to do those things, those simple things that the science is telling us to do, we can get the virus under control and move on and have the healthy economy and everything else that we're looking for.
Being that so many do not make that choice, are you concerned that even with this development, there will be all too many who do not make that choice?
Yes, and that's why it can't be a matter of personal choice or personal responsibility. To create a neighborhood that's all electric is actually less expensive for developers. And this is very recent, as the cost of these energy efficient appliances come on board. The cost of solar is plummeting. It is now, solar and wind are now the cheapest forms of energy on planet Earth. And in fact, a recent study was saying that they are the cheapest forms of energy ever on planet Earth.
So it's less expensive to build and develop that way. Is it equally or more saleable?
Yes, and then some. When you look at, and I'm putting air quotes here, a green home, what you end up with is something that is, first of all, more beautiful. You're going to get more daylight into that home if you're following the laws of nature, which everyone wants. You're going to have a warmer, more comfortable home. You're going to have appliances that last longer. You're not going to have a combustion fuel that is explosive and poisonous in your home anymore. You can get rid of the CO, the carbon monoxide sensors. You don't have the smell of gas. Once you live in an all-electric home, you wonder, how is gas still a thing? It is better on every level.
You have certainly made it sound enticing. At the same time, when things are desirable, the price of them goes up.
Well, actually, what's happening is the prices of all these things are coming down. Because as they get more popular and brands like, you know, Whirlpool and LG and Samsung.
But you know there's companies that are looking at that and saying, I'm just going to increase my profit margin.
Well, interestingly enough, that is what they did early on with the induction stove, right? They said, well, nobody's buying these. So what we're going to do is we're going to market these to the luxury market. So the first place you started seeing them show up was in high-end homes. Now that all the high-end homes have them and they've kind of saturated that market, and you look in the New York Times Style magazine section and it's all induction cooktops now. They've saturated that market. They're done. So how do you expand that market? The market is demanding it. There are communities around the world, several cities in the United States and some states now considering it, that all new construction must be built as all electric. And then we can power that grid and that electricity with renewable energy. There is no way to transition and meet our goals unless we hit those all-electric targets. So that said, the companies know they need to go in this direction, and by mass production and everything else, they're finding cheaper and cheaper ways of producing these things. So the challenge from a policy perspective is, let's not make this a personal responsibility and tell everyone to invest in a $2,000 water heater. Let's go to a policy level and say this is something that's important to the state, to the nation, and find ways of helping everyone retrofit their homes to these. In the meantime, all new construction should be built to this standard, because every time we build a new building that has gas in it, that becomes a building that immediately, the day you move in, becomes added to the retrofit list, things that we have to fix later. We're talking 5 to 7 years from now. It is very possible that we will begin disconnecting most existing buildings from gas.
We're talking with Thrive Collaborative founder and principal Matt Grokoff on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Again, the short description, a sustainable living housing development. But beyond the environmental components of the plan, is that mixed income level housing to be built? Two-thirds of the homes to be built will be sold at going market rates. One-third being developed by Avalon Housing will be for low-income tenants who have to one degree or another formerly experienced homelessness. Now, I don't have to tell you, it costs a lot to live in Ann Arbor. So how will affordable housing be defined at Viridian?
Yeah, that's why we really wanted to make sure that the experts were in charge of this, right? We're partnering with Avalon Housing, who's been doing this for over 20 years, bringing people who have experienced homelessness into existing neighborhoods that are already economically stable. And that alone is the single greatest factor in bringing people out of poverty, is their zip code. You change zip code and the chances of your grandchildren remaining in poverty as they are now is much, much lower. So they will be providing housing through low-income housing tax credits and through their traditional affordable housing development models, and providing good quality all-electric housing within the Viridian County Farm neighborhood. And we're designing this as a neighborhood where you shouldn't be able to tell what level of income people are by their front door.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're getting updates on the progress at Viridian at County Farm Development, and we're talking with Thrive Collaborative founder and principal Matt Grokoff. In October, Ann Arbor City Council gave green light to move forward. Between now and when shovel hits ground, what are the steps needed?
Oh, we have lots of steps, and it's really exciting because we're doing so much more than we would conventionally do. So the exciting thing was in October, the City Council voted unanimously, and that was following the Planning Commission, who voted unanimously to approve it, which followed the county, which voted unanimously to approve the land purchase for us a few years ago. So along the way, there's been tremendous community support. And then going forward, we're going to use that community support to help design aspects of the neighborhood. So we're going to be really looking at how do we create a local materials economy. And we're going to have a workshop with artisans and woodworkers and urban sawyers and metal workers and everyone, and figure out what can we use locally, what can we use that's reclaimed and salvaged. And then when we do use virgin materials, how can we establish a sustainable supply chain to be able to build this neighborhood and future neighborhoods without clear-cutting forests in order to build the houses? And then we'll have another workshop on food. We're going to be growing food in the neighborhood. There will be street trees that grow apples and pears. How do you harvest those? What do you do with those when you harvest them? Who can harvest them? How do you maintain them? All of these are things that need to be asked. So we'll be bringing people from the food community and figuring out how do we run a local year-round farm-stop grocery store on the model of Argus, create a hyper-local food economy. And then we'll have a workshop on equity as well. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be doing, you know, in the coming months. So we plan to break ground this spring on the site construction. And then we'll be, during that time, we're going to be designing the buildings themselves, working with people in the community to help us with some of the details on that. And then begin pre-sales on the homes, hopefully by spring or summer of next year.
And when do you anticipate being move-in ready?
As quickly as we can build, which will... So I imagine the first, so probably within the next year and a half to 2 years, we hope to have the Honey Locust Farm Stop up and running.
Well, thank you so much for the time today, Matt, and we'll keep checking progress along the way as Viridian becomes reality.
It's really exciting, and we'll invite you. Someday we're going to have a barn raising out there, and we'll reassemble this, you know, 1840s barn on site.
Just have me stand far away. Things can go wrong.
Just don't get kicked by the horses.
There you go. Thank you very much. That is Matt Grokoff, founder of Thrive Collaborative, which is moving forward with its Viridian at County Farm Sustainable Housing Development in Ann Arbor. For more information, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.